This is Judy Gammon. I'm here with Dr. Ron Bosley. You're listening to The Skin Scoop, where you get the scoop on your skin. Dr. Bosley, today I want to talk about the eyes, because I feel like the skin around the eyes is maybe more sensitive, or it's prone to different things. And you hear a lot about people wanting to get wrinkles around the eyes, or they have itchy eyes. So let's focus on just that area.
That is a big topic of conversation at the practice, eyes. Eyes are oftentimes one of the first signs of aging. Even in our younger years, just from not getting enough sleep or having poor nutrition, we can see some changes in the eyes, which people don't like. And so it's a conversation I have at Prism every day. You know, what do we do? And the first thing is evaluation. You know, you're right. The eyelid skin is some of the thinnest skin on the body and is prone to inflammation and changes. And so prevention is very helpful to help get rid of, or I'm sorry, prevent wrinkles and other signs. One of the big issues, especially here in DFW, is allergies. Allergies are a big issue and a big culprit for some of the swelling and subsequent color changes, you know, darkening around the eyes. So as a physician, I'll make sure that your allergy symptoms are treated, because that is oftentimes one of the easiest things to improve with changes in the eyes.
So let me talk to you a little bit about dark circles under the eyes. Mm-hmm. Is this related to, I think I read an article once that this can be related to being on your screen too much, your TV, your phone. How do screens affect your skin?
There are a couple culprits from that. So one of them is mechanical. So when you're looking down or you're looking at screens, over time, there can be some changes to the volume and the projection of the cheeks, which can actually make the eyelid skin look darker around the eyes.
Oh.
So that's, you know, a subtle thing over time, but also ultraviolet, UV light, visible light, all of these things can actually make pigment darker in the skin. Usually darker skin types respond to visible light more aggressively than others, but different sources of light can make dark spots darker. So if you're having dark spots and you're exposed to lights, whether it's blue lights or visible light or UV light, it can make the issue worse.
Worse. Okay. So what about crow's feet? A lot of people are concerned. I mean, I know that, you know, some people say, oh, they just make you look smarter or wiser or whatever. But, you know, sometimes you want to get rid of them.
Yes, or soften them.
Soften
That's
them.
Another
okay.
another
you
goal.
You don't have to get rid of them. Just make them look a little better.
So what are crow's feet? Crow's feet are the lines on the lateral aspect of the eye. So that's the outside of the eye. It's kind of near the temple area. And they're worse. They're small lines. They're worse when we smile or squint. So prevention. Sunglasses are helpful to prevent you from squinting and causing those lines to form in the first place. But you're using neural relaxers such as Botox is a great tool to soften or reduce the appearance of crow's feet. In addition to using neural relaxers, we also use very medical grade creams to help tighten the skin around the eye. Revision and Elastin are some of my favorite creams for that, because they help reduce a lot of things, the pigmentary issues that we see, the crow's feet, and also the crepiness or the thinning of the skin. It can thicken the skin and therefore make the eye look more youthful and have a healthier appearance.
Now, if it thickens the skin, could it also help with those dark circles?
It can help with the dark circles in a sense, but it also helps tighten the skin. A lot of the issues that we see from dark circles or darkening around the eye is structural. So if we can fix and enhance the structure around the eye, support the skin health, the appearance of dark circles improves.
Okay, well, that's really good stuff. What about people that are sensitive to makeup or different things they're putting on their skin? What do you usually tell them? Just pay attention and stay away from those?
Yes, if you notice any issues or allergies with the skin around the eyelid, just stop. You know, stop.
It's not worth it, right?
It's not worth it, because the eyelid skin, I use this analogy all the time, it's like a fire. So once you put a product on the eyelid skin and there's itching and inflammation, it's like a wildfire. So the more you put it on, the worse it's going to get. So stop. Bring it with you to the office when you visit me so we can discuss potential irritants that may
Look at the ingredients. You know, and money or the expense of those cosmetics doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be safe for your eyes. I spent a lot of money once on some eyeshadow, and the first time I put it on, I thought within an hour I was taking it off, my eyes were really red. But probably should have brought it to you and said, what's in here that I need to avoid? I bet you could have pinpointed it pretty easy. All right. Well, as far as the eyes, also, I want to just touch on for a minute those little tiny dots you can get around your eye, eyelashes. And I think I heard once those are little tiny glands. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
There are several types of glands around the eyelid, eyelashes, and around the eyelid skin. And yes, you can get milia, which are clogged oil glands along the lash line on the lid. And some of that is from product. People are using too thick creams or creams containing oil around the skin. So avoiding using oil-free moisturizers around the eye is recommended. But if you know the sore spots, come in to see me because there are some treatments that are pretty easy to take care of those spots.
What's your number one thing you see people for that has to do with the skin around the eyes?
Irritation, by far.
By far irritation?
By far irritation, but secondarily just changes, the volume changes. And for that, you know, irritation we treat, you know, medical with medical treatments. And then volume, we can actually apply filler around the eyes to help re-volumize the skin around the eyes, which helps diminish that tired appearance or the darkening around the eyes.
Now, I have some friends that come to see you that do that, and they say it doesn't hurt, that it's just like literally takes just minutes, but they walk out immediately feeling like they look better.
Yeah, eyelid skin being so thin, it's also very rewarding when we do filler because you see an instant response. Mm-hmm. And, you know, making sure that, you know, I use a technique that reduces bruising and pain around the eyes, and it's one of the more fulfilling filler procedures that we do at Prism Dermatology. So I enjoy it.
Well, I got to hand it to you because, like I said, I have lots of people that I know that come to see you for some of these cosmetic procedures, and they don't walk around looking like, oh, they just had cosmetic procedures. You are really good at making it look natural, make it look good. You know they look good, but you can't quite put your finger on it. You just think they look rested and healthy. So kudos to you for a great job there.
Thank you.
And I got to tell everyone out there, if you haven't already done so, go to prismdermatology.com, learn a little bit about the practice. And you know, you're fortunate, Dr. Bosley, to have people that not just who are local, but who come quite a ways to see you there at Prism Dermatology. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, yeah, but I don't live in South Lake, Texas, or around South Lake, Texas, it's okay because lots of people travel in for Prism Dermatology. So go to prismdermatology.com or you can call 817-329-1350.